Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Well, Ken Heath bringing us back on Thanksgiving Day 2012. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live on our 16th consecutive live broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check that out. We're not talking much small business this day. We're talking a lot about just other things that we're thankful for, people we're proud of, and some concepts that I think are important to talk about. Bob Dillenschneider is our guest. And, Bob, one of the things, and thank you, by the way, for all the great thought leadership that you have with you and your organization, the Dillenschneider Group. One of the things you sent me recently was something on civility. And, you know, when I look back on the history of politics, I mean, we had a vice president who shot the secretary of the treasury once upon a time in a duel, killed him, in 200 plus years ago. So, you know, things have always been contentious among our politicians. But it just seems like not only are politicians not civil anymore with each other about our nation's business, but Americans are not either. What do you think?
I think Americans are civil, and I think that when de Tocqueville came to the United States, the great French traveler and philosopher, he said that one of the things that marked the American character was manners, and there's no question about that. We've had a series of lectures on civility, Jim, covering everything from education mm-hmm. to law enforcement to women and more, and we talk about civility and the importance of one person being decent to another.
Mm-hmm.
Georgette Mosbach.
Tolerance. You can't have civility without tolerance. Which comes first, Bob? Is it tolerance or civility?
Well, I think you have to be willing to put up with what your fellow man does, because sometimes it's not the greatest.
Yeah.
But once you're able to do that, you can be very civil to the other person.
Well, and there's another concept that I like to talk about, Bob, and that's intellectual honesty.
You've got to step up to the plate and look right square in the mirror and say, this is where it is. And if intellectual honesty is important, the Obama campaign demonstrated why it's important.
Mm-hmm. So when you think of civility in America, you're, and when I say civility, when I said it a minute ago, I was talking about from a political standpoint, not from a standpoint of just the way we, you know, living our everyday lives. I think Americans are civil in that way, but it seems like we've become more polarized, and we see it in the politicians we elect. There's not many people in Congress that are near the middle of the aisle. They're mostly left and right. What do you think?
One of these elections we had was with Olympias. One of the conversations we had is with Olympia Snow, the former senator.
Right.
And she said,
Maine.
Let's reach across the aisle. Let's have Democrats reach the Republicans and Republicans reach the Democrats, and let's all become Americans, and let's move the country ahead. There's not enough of that going on in Washington today. It didn't happen. I don't expect it from the Obama administration. It's very sad, but I think we have to find a way to move this country ahead.
We had, for a long time, Bob, we had Blue Dog Democrats who were kind of, you know, they were sort of the right wing of the Democrat Party. We had moderate Republicans who were sort of the left wing of the Republican Party. There's only one or two blue dogs left in the Congress now, and there's very few moderate Republicans. And we lost Lugar recently, right, from Indiana.
People are way out there on the edge on both the Republican and the Democratic side, conservative and liberal. And the reason that the problem here is we have huge decisions that are coming in this country.
Right.
And if we make the wrong decisions, we're going to live with them for generations.
I apologize if this sounds like I'm being critical of the president, but I am critical of him on this one issue. When we talk about civility, Bob, the first people he invited to the White House after the election were labor unions and MoveOn.org. Now, those are not civil people, Bob.
We are celebrating people that are extreme in this country right now. And we have to do something about it.
So, is that a telegraphing of what kind of civility we're going to get out of this administration?
I think this administration is going to be pretty tough for all of us, and we're going to have to suck it up and just say we're going to get through it, and we will. This has happened before in American politics. The American character will prevail. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a very hard 4 years.
But isn't the American character changing a little bit, Bob? What are you seeing of the American character? How different is it becoming?
I think the American character is now very different from what it used to be. We have liberalism that has taken over in large parts of the United States. Very different people with different agendas now projecting themselves into large.
Well, they've aggregated into a majority now, haven't they?
That's very close. That's exactly right. So we have a serious problem in front of us, and we have to figure out a way to cope with it.
Well, one of the things that's ironic about the liberal perspective, Bob, is they love sustainability, especially in the environmental part, right? Sustainability is a huge part of their green initiative. I believe in sustainability. I talk about how to help small business owners sustain their operations on this show all the time. But liberalism, the act of increased social contracts with its citizens by our government, that is unsustainable, Bob.
It is. In France, they're taxing people at 75%.
Yeah, it's unsustainable.
The French are leaving.
Why don't we have to go to France, Bob? Look at California.
Well, where do we go? That's the problem. We're the last holdout in the world right now.
Yeah, and this,
place to go.
This is why I believe the next 4 years are really momentous years for America, folks. We're going to, you know what, Bob? I think we're all going to have to pay a little more attention to the future of our country from here on out. We're all going to have to
leaders to stand up, Jim.
Pay more attention. That's exactly right. And one person, folks, we found that out in our story about Squanto, right? Last hour and this hour. One person can make a difference. Tin Tail, right back with Bob Dylan Schneider. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Thanksgiving. I want my beer, so hold on, where a policeman.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.